Hey everybody, it's the Monty Man. This time of year can be extremely difficult for many of us as we reflect upon tragedies, crisis, or loss of loved ones that may have taken place around the holiday season. Yes, the holidays are a time of much celebration for most, but there are those who could really use an encouraging word right about now. They don't need advice. They don't need our judgment or even cheering up. They just need to know they matter and that someone loves them unconditionally. So this year, I'm going to challenge us all to step back and see the bigger picture. Let's look beyond all the tinsel and lights and see what our Creator would see as the power of His love would make the pain and hurt of those less fortunate than ourselves transparent to us so we may better do His will in serving our fellow man. So here is my suggestion. First, when we get up in the morning, let's ask God to help us be sensitive to others who may be hurting. Second, ask Him to show us someone we can reach out to with a kind word of encouragement. Third, petition God to give us an open heart and a place in our spirit to welcome those who are perhaps difficult to love into our circle of friends, colleagues, or even family members. And fourth, I'd like us to be determined to view every difficult situation, person, place, or thing as a golden opportunity to be God's hands and feet in showing grace, mercy, and acceptance every day from sunup to sundown. So, just how do we accomplish this attitude of empathy for others? I mean, it's great to make suggestions, but what about our marching orders? Well, I can't think of a better way to begin our holiday selflessness than by going to our Creator and speaking the following words. God, give us grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, courage to change the things which should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. Help us, God, to live one day at a time. Teach us how to enjoy one moment at a time. Guide our way as we accept hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, not as we would have it, trusting that You, our Creator, will make all things right if we will but surrender to Your will, and in that we become reasonably happy in this life, and of course supremely contented with You forever in the next. Amen. All right. There's our marching orders. May you all have a blessed, peaceful, and serene holiday season. And Merry Christmas from all of us here at Take 12 Recovery Radio.